And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN here on a Tuesday, first day of September. And we're talking Manhattan City Commission today. We've got City Manager Ron Fear with us via Zoom. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Brandon.
And we've also got Mayor Yusha Reddy joining us via Zoom. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Brandon. Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you on. And normally we leave the consent agenda items for the end of the show, but we're going to switch things up just a little bit today and start there first. There is an item on the consent agenda, which will be discussed possibly tonight, and that is I thought it was C. It's not C. It's item D, the face mask ordinance, and that is going to be expiring here. I think the deadline, if I remember right, was the 7th of September, but the city tonight will maybe discuss extending that. Tell us more about that.
Sure. Thanks, Brandon. As you indicated, so at the last commission legislative meeting, the commission has a policy of they can pass ordinances with one reading or two. Any commissioner can ask for two readings of an ordinance. This was not this was a majority opinion originally and not unanimous. So we are planning for a second reading. The first reading passed 3-2 when the item was approved back in July and ran through Labor Day. So this particular ordinance essentially extends all of the provisions that have been in place previously for the mask ordinance and has the ordinance running through the end of the year. That date was discussed a little bit, but it was primarily selected because of it coincides with some of the regulations that K-State and our K-12 educational systems have in place. Since that time that the commission has approved the face mask face covering ordinance here locally, there's been other face mask ordinances passed by other cities around the state. As well, more recently, the last week, the emergency order, I think it was last week, it might have been the week before, the emergency health order in Geary County also required it. So obviously Fort Riley also has face mask requirements. So we felt it was best to have that date continue. The commission can always terminate that earlier if circumstances change. But at this point, the face coverings are a good deterrent to community spreads, which we're experiencing a lot of right now.
All right. It's become habit now just to wear them everywhere for a lot of people. And another one of the options here on this on this item here is it could be modified. Mayor Reddy, do you see any need to modify this face mask ordinance? Should it be extended?
I think, you know, what we have in place right now is good. You know, this virus is just, it's just a constant move. You know, we've seen a huge spike in our positive cases. And definitely the face mask is not a medicine. It's not going to get rid of the virus. It's not a vaccine. But if it is followed along with protocols of the 6 feet distancing and washing our hands, constantly trying to keep our hygiene up, this could slow down the spread of the virus. And on campus, President Myers and leadership at K-State have put in even more enforcement for their on-campus students to follow. So they're trying to make sure everybody's adhering to that. K-12, you know, most of their students and everybody are required to wear it throughout the academic year. And same with Fort Riley and, you know, Ron mentioned our businesses. The message needs to be consistent. This isn't a cure-all. This doesn't mean somehow we're going to get rid of the virus. But this is one thing that we can do. And when you have it as an ordinance, it makes it easier for other organizations to also put it into place and say, the city is also doing this instead of just doing it on their own. We are all sending the same message. And like you said, I see more and more people wearing it. You know, my husband and I went shopping this weekend. We went to three different stores and just about everybody was wearing a face mask or a face covering. And that's what we need to see. And it's not going to help if only 50% of us do it. It has to be all of us doing this to really see our numbers go down, or at least to make sure that we are not in a dangerous situation. We anticipated students coming back onto campus is going to increase our caseload, positive cases, but we also want to make sure K-12 is open. And we all need to do our part. And this isn't about being punitive or trying to cite people and all of this, but what it is let's do our part to keep our K-12 students going to school, making sure they have a good academic environment, the best that we can provide under these unusual circumstances. And that's what I'm going to be advocating for.
Well, we know how much K-State and their activity drives this area, really, being a college town. How concerning was it for either of you, seeing what we've seen here in the past week with the spike in cases there?
Yeah, for me, go ahead, Ron.
No, you go ahead, Mayor.
Okay, I was going to say, for me, we knew it was going to be a spike. I don't think it was a surprise. I think I've been talking to our city staff and Julie Gibbs and all of them, knowing that we're tending, what we're normally seeing is 10% of people that are being tested positive. That's been consistent. I think the fact that we had, 31%, such a dramatic increase, it's time to pause and review what we need to do. K-State is going to be looking at those their modeling and their plans. But and this is only speaking about one commissioner. I don't know how everybody else is feeling. Labor Day weekend is coming, so people are going to leave the community and then come back. So that worries me a little bit, because Labor Day weekend people tend to gather. So it's not just about being in a bar or being in a restaurant. It's just gatherings themselves, being in crowded places, whether it's 4 people or 100 people, I don't know. We're going to have high school football or high school sports happening here in some of our communities. K-State football is going to happen. So all of these are red flags to see, what is our plan? What do we do? We want K-State to do well. I know how hard businesses have been working to make sure their businesses can work through this pandemic. I know all of the organizations, K-12, Fort Riley, Kansas State University, our own city facilities, how much resources we've spent to make sure we can work through this pandemic. But it is going to come down to our positive numbers, positive cases. We have over 500 that are active right now, and that's concerning. So, we really need to stop and not be an alarmist so much, but be realistic and plan with reality in front of us.
Yeah, and I would just add that, for me, last week was certainly something that we're concerned about, especially as we were doubling the numbers each test day from Monday to Friday. So I was glad that the numbers didn't double from Friday to Monday, because that certainly could have happened. And again, we're seeing most of the impacts from the Greek system, which came into town a little earlier. So I wouldn't be surprised to see numbers continue to go up as we see. Just from a timing standpoint of students that came a little later, and now we're getting the results of some of those tests this week. So it's something that's happening all over the country and university communities. If you've been following, even in the state of Kansas, the state's database that they have online, and if you follow some of their cluster information, there's 18 outbreaks at colleges and universities that increased by 3 from Friday to yesterday. 244 total cases that increased by 69, and 1 hospitalization as a result, which there were none before in that age group. Also, this is statewide data again for schools. The state recently separated schools just last week, last Friday. They separated schools out from daycare, as Secretary Norman indicated they plan to do. Those were combined. In schools, then there are 4 outbreaks statewide with 35 cases and 2 hospitalizations. And in daycare, there are 3 outbreaks statewide with 8 cases, no hospitalizations. Then they have a category called sports, and I think this has mainly been traveling sports, not necessarily high school sports yet, but I'm sure some of those other sports will move into that category. But it's mainly been the summer sports that have been occurring. There's been 5 outbreaks with 45 cases. That went up by 11 with no hospitalization. So, you know, we're watching those numbers, and a lot of focus has been on the percent positive in a lot of plans as far as school plans go. And I think I know our folks locally at the school district and others at K-State are looking hard at those numbers. But in that 18 to 24 year age category, right at 70% of all of our cases are in that category. That jumped by 106 from Friday to Monday. There was only 1 increase in the 10 to 17 year. There have been 13 total. One of the things we don't have that I've asked the health department to try and publish is the active cases. So the stats I read you from the state are active cases, not total cases that have happened since the beginning. So for us here in Riley County, there have been 13 cases in that 10 to 17 year range, and we don't know, we don't have the data published as to how many of those are still active, but there was 1 added. So they make up just a little over 1% of the total. And then in 0 to 9 years, there have been 7 cases, and there was 1 added to that category from Friday to Monday. So we know there's at least 1 active case in each of those categories. Don't know the severity level of them or anything like that. And then, of course, the next older age group above the 18 to 24 is the 25 to 34, which there's 10%. So 80% of our folks are in that 18 to 34 year range. From that standpoint, and we've seen very little, if any, additions to any of those categories. So it's the college age ages that are driving our stats. And so I think one of the things that the school district has indicated that they're looking at a number of different metrics, and certainly all of those cases are pushing that positivity rate higher. And I think I've heard the school district folks talk about, you know, what's the actual impact on our schools? Do we have an outbreak in the schools, among staff, among teachers? Those are going to be some of the key indicators as well. But, you know, as some of the college age kids interact with the rest of our community, there's bound to be some spread. So we just really need folks to be cautious and practice the social distancing in the mask covering at all times, not just at certain times.
Yeah, been a pretty consistent message here for quite a while here, and hopefully we can start to see the trends change just a little bit. I know this is a relatively just August in general seemed like it was maybe the one of the worst months here during the pandemic, at least locally. But it's a cause for concern right now in the community. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and continue our show here in just a moment. We're talking with city officials Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy on InFocus News Radio KMAN.